Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're parading the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending December 13th, 2014. The Grammy nominations were announced last Friday, and almost all our featured acts earned at least one nod. The exceptions in fifth place were Maroon 5 dips a slot with Animals. Don't feel too bad for them, though. I'll explain after the song. Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Maroon 5 loses a slot in fifth place with Animals. Although Adam Levine and his crew failed to earn a Grammy nomination this year, they've been there before. The Los Angeles group owns three titles, including a 2005 win for Best New Artist. Maroon 5 will welcome the new year with a two-night stand in Las Vegas. Their next tour kicks off February 16th in Texas with Magic as the opening act. Speaking of magic, Taylor Swift has possessed it all year long. She just grabbed three Grammy nominations, and we'll take a closer look after Shake It Off. Taylor Swift rebounds a slot to fourth place with her former champ, Shake It Off. The seven-time Grammy winner just picked up three more nominations: Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Pop Solo Performance, all for the hit you just heard, Shake It Off. Holding in third place is Hozier, who just earned a Grammy nomination of his own. How did he react? I'll tell you after Take Me to Church.
Take me to church, I was like a dog at the shrine of the light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. I believe that justice is a good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church, I was like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. I believe that justice is a good God. Let me give you my life.
That's Andrew Hozier Byrne, also known as Hozier. He stays put in third place with his breakout hit, Take Me to Church. The Irish singer-songwriter tweeted that he was bowled over when Take Me to Church earned a Song of the Year Grammy nomination. It competes against Taylor Swift's Shake It Off, Sam Smith's Stay With Me, Sia's Chandelier, and our next song, Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass. The young singer made a Grammy splash this year. Hold on for more.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Meghan Trainor continues to hold second place with her former champion, All About That Bass. It's nominated for both Record and Song of the Year. Meghan's been writing music since age 11, and became a professional songwriter while still in high school. Meghan also says she wants to meet Taylor Swift at the Grammy ceremony next year, and they'll have plenty in common. I'll have details after Blank Space, holding at number one. Swift spends a third week at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with Blank Space. On February 8th, the Grammys will be handed out. Meghan Trainor says she wants to finally say hi to Taylor, and they can compare notes. Just as Meghan became a professional songwriter as a teenager, so Taylor signed a Nashville artist development deal at the tender age of 14. That's going to do it for now, but the charts never stand still. Join me next week, and we'll see who moves up or moves on. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.